Good morning, world, and welcome back to Psychology Now. I'm your host, Carter Moish, and today we'll be talking about dreams. The question of why we dream has fascinated philosophers and people for thousands of years. We still do not have a scientific answer as to why we do it. But there are a lot of theories out there. A couple including, many believe that the function of dreaming is to consolidate memories, process emotions, express our deepest desires, and some even believe it leads to practice. But with all of these, we don't know the real purpose. So what exactly is a dream? Well, a dream are images and thoughts that occur while a human is sleeping. Studying dreams is so hard because, well, dreams happen in people's heads. Today, we won't get super philosophical, but I want to talk about just a couple theories. One theory that particularly stands out to me would be that dreams spur creativity. I'll have on a special guest star after the break and discuss more on this topic.
Hey yo, it's your friendly neighborhood Kermit the Frog here. I just wanted to let you guys know that in select stores right now you can get a dream catcher for only $5.99. Yes, you heard it here first. $5.99. That is a great deal. I use the dream catcher every night and I've only dreamt of rainbows. So please, go to your local store as soon as possible and get the dream catcher.
Welcome back, everyone. Today we have special guest star Caitlin Moish from Bingham High School. Give it up for her. Woo! Hello, Caitlin. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine, thank you. So, today we're talking about dreams. Right now, I came across a theory that was specifically interesting. So, what do you think about the theory that dreams can ignite creativity?
I think it's true. I read somewhere that there was an author, and she was having writer's block, and then when she went to bed, she had a dream where she moved her desk, and she started writing at it, and then when she woke up, she didn't have writer's block anymore, and she said that she hasn't dealt with writer's block since.
Wow, that's really interesting. That's also not the first writing story I've heard about writers with dreams. I mean, there's the famous writer Stephen King, and I read a news article where that's basically how he's written every one of his books, is he wakes up and he writes down his dreams.
So. I've heard the same about R.L. Stein, author of Goosebumps.
Ah, yes, classic author. Now, before we move on, is there anything else you'd like to share about dreams?
Well, I've heard that dreams can also be therapeutic. If you dream about something traumatic that happened, it can help your brain cope with it and go over it in such a way that isn't as traumatic and it will help you when you wake up in everyday life.
You are just so smart. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Hopefully we see you again soon. Now for the new segment of News, Movies, and More. According to a New York Times article by Leah Ann Hinoin, new moms dreams differently after giving birth. The baby's crying stops the sleeping cycle, thus making their dreams different. Now it's time for movie review. A great movie that has to do with dreams would have to be Christopher Nolan's Inception. It's a 10 out of 10 stars, must see. It's a brilliant movie about dreams with lots of facts about dreams, but also a lot of fiction. Very well crafted movie. I very much enjoyed this. Thank you guys so much for tuning in this week. It's been an honor to be your host. Hopefully we'll see you next week. We'll be talking about multiple personality disorder. Let me tell you what, it's very interesting. There's going to be some mind-blowing facts. Well, it's been fun. This is Psychology Now.